We're joined today by David Bonderman of TPG Capital. David, welcome to PrivCap today. Thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure.
I'm going to be easy, I promise. So we're talking all about environmental responsibility, ESG. These are topics that are very important to you personally, and in fact, you've also built a function within your firm to screen and to sort of monitor the environmental impact of your portfolio companies, and I'd love to learn about that. But first, maybe we could start with your personal background and how it is that environmental subjects became important to you personally.
Well, I've had a long-term interest in environmental subjects. It really started when I was in college, and I thought I wanted to be an archaeologist. And I got a job working in southern Utah for the Museum of Northern Arizona when the Glen Canyon Dam was being built, which gave me a perspective on a lot of environmental issues, and I've sort of taken it from there.
In the business setting, as you built TPG, you know, to what extent or when did it become clear to you that it was possible to be successful in investing and also to really pay attention to environmental impact?
I think we sort of had that view all along. We started out when my partner and I founded the firm with the notion that there were some things we didn't want to do and other things that we did want to do. And among the things we didn't want to do was things that were degrading to the environment.
Your firm has a specific function, the ESG function, where you specifically screen your investments for their potential impact on the environment. Can you talk about how that kind of function came together and the person that you brought on board to oversee it?
Yes, well, the idea came to be like anything else. If you measure it and you put someone in charge of something and it's their task to have something succeed, you'll find that you get results. Whereas if you have no one who has particular responsibility, nothing will happen and it'll get ignored by inadvertence. So we some time ago decided that the right way to deal with this was to bring on someone who had the right kind of background, and we actually have a couple of people. We have a fellow named Ed Norton, who, among other things, founded the Grand Canyon Trust, founded some national parks in China, has been active in the environmental movement for maybe 40 years by now, although probably Ed wouldn't admit to that long. And we just brought on a woman who had been in the same position at General Motors. So we actually have two people and a little department has as its mission to make sure that we pay attention to these kinds of issues.
As the ESG function under Ed Norton's leadership has sort of gained traction within TPG, is there anything either gratifying or maybe surprising about the way that it's become part of the firm and its investment platform that maybe you didn't expect?
Well, I would say the most unexpected thing is that as we began to look at what our portfolio companies and our investments were doing, actually many of the companies were actually doing quite a bit in this area. Idiosyncratically, different people paying attention to different things, but a surprising number of the 110 portfolio companies we have were actually doing something even before we started working with them on it.
So is it then a function of understanding what their pre-existing plans are or the platforms are and maybe even learning from that and sharing it across the portfolio?
Yes, exactly. You want to see what the best practices are as adapted by various people and various companies. Obviously, what you do in your company may not fit for what I can do in my company. We're in different businesses, different geographies. But there's a lot of transplanting of best practices, and there's some things we bring to the party as well.
It's probably not possible to assign exact percentages to this, but I mean, how much of the effort is actually you're going to save money in your portfolio and make a difference to the bottom line versus simply having a sense of responsibility for the environment?
Well, I think the things that are most effective are where you have both of those, where people are committed to doing the right thing, but where they see that it's financially viable and that the old shibboleth about if you pay too much attention to these things, you won't be able to make any money is just dead wrong in most instances.
Was there any resistance at all from some of your other partners when you wanted to get more serious about this at TPG? Did anyone ask questions like, gee, why are we trying to save the world? Is this going to make us any money?
I don't recall anybody having that point of view. Of course, they didn't ask them.
Can you give an example of one of your portfolio companies where it's very clear that paying attention to the environmental impact actually made a big difference to the bottom line and to the operations of the company?
Well, there's a number of companies where it's made a difference. How big a difference, a little hard to know. I'd say one of the, and some, perhaps somewhat surprisingly, one of the leaders in this has been Caesars Entertainment, where they've done a myriad of things, which probably have total savings in the $20 million range, which have to do with things like conservation of electricity, dealing with waste, limiting waste, and things like that. And they had many of these programs in place or were working on them before we actually showed up and started discussing it.
To the extent that you would give advice to another GP group, what advice would you give to someone who said, yeah, I care about these issues, I'd like to have a similar program, but I just don't have the resources, or it seems like it's a little bit too much work to put an ESG program in place?
Our experience has been that these programs pretty much pay for themselves and then some.
TPG invests all over the world, including in some frontier markets in Asia and other places. Is there a different imperative for sort of ESG and responsible investing, environmental impact, in some of these developing markets that is just different or of a greater magnitude than in the West?
Well, I think there's some different focuses, perhaps. And I think, you know, we've been talking about environmental things. The phrase gets bandied about ESG, which is environment, social, and governance. And I think the social piece of it is probably more important in some of these frontier markets. If you look at the tragedies of Bangladesh and things like that, I'm pleased to say none of our companies had anything to do with it, but in the scheme of things, there's a social component to make sure the buildings don't fall down, which is not really environmental, it's not really governance. And it's the kind of issues you don't see so much because you have regulatory regimes in places like the United States. You don't have buildings built without permits that are going to fall down and kill 1,000 people.
There's environmental, but then there's social and governance. You know, is there one that you have found has made the biggest delta sort of difference in creating value in the portfolio company? Is it, you know, is it maybe the environmental piece is a small part, but actually the governance can sometimes make a transformative difference?
I think that the environmental stuff is the most important. It's the most obvious place where you can see financial rewards, which helps get people interested. I already talked about the social component, which really doesn't have, in my view, so much of a place in first world markets. And governance is an entirely different issue. Obviously, better governance is better than worse governance. But I don't think you see results very much coming out of ISS and people like that who are saying, you know, you got to have this many directors or they should be limited to this many terms and that kind of thing. I don't think that has the same kind of importance.
Is it gratifying to you to see that many of actually the very large LP institutions and particularly LPs in Europe have taken ESG and made it a very important component of how they look for managers? Do you see evidence that that is going to continue to spread to other LPs?
I think that the importance or the popularity, at least, of ESG is on the way up, not on the way down. I think you will see more of it. But I think you have to be careful that it just doesn't become another one of these check-the-box things, like, you know, did person get the degree they said and so forth. We check the box. And instead, it's a real function.